Session number 30,011, Mr. Roy Martin, for your four. Now, so what happens next? You've had your leave. I'm not sure how long you were out there. You know, you've got.
I was out there about a year, wasn't I? So I've done 12 months out there. February, you're not allowed to do more than. Do you know that? You are not allowed to do more than 12 months in Korea because of the cold weather. If you was a proper soldier, not national service, they'd send you back to Hong Kong, and then from Hong Kong they'd send you back to Korea. But as we was national service, you was not allowed to do more than a year in Korea because it was cold. It was bloody cold, I can assure you, and the wind, and it was crazy. We had them.
And how bad was it? The cold.
Very cold, very cold. We had these boys wearing here over their heads, like that, and it had wire in it. Like a parka with a big hood, and it had wire in it. So if you was out anywhere and it was windy, you could bend the wire, which was very good, and very all that, and you could bend the wire so the wind wouldn't blow on you. And another thing we had over there, which people don't believe me, we didn't have gaiters. We had them.
Putties?
Yeah. And people say, no, you didn't. I said, I'm sorry, but I've done 12 months over there and I had putties. And it's funny, and people won't believe
you.
Keep all the wind out and. You know, when you was driving and things like that, your trousers didn't get in the way. And
any other special uniform things or extra uniform?
We had lovely, the old string vests. Used to love them. We had string vests as an issue. Boots didn't have studs in because we was drivers. All things, you know.
And how cold was it?
Cold.
Tell us.
It was literally freezing. As I've said before, I've even shaved in my own willy water. It was that cold. You couldn't break the ice, you couldn't do nothing. And I don't think people realised how cold it was. It was bitter. It really was.
And how long for? When did it start to warm up in the year?
I can't remember, actually. But as I say, you are not allowed
to do more than 12 months. Yeah. So you had 2 winters of it, basically. Anything else happened while you're out there that you want to tell us about before you sort of years up?
No, it was sort of.
Was it the same work throughout?
Yeah.
You were always with this laundry, were you?
Well, yeah, laundry, and as I said before, no ammo. But I used to do a lot with fuel, diesel, oil, and.
It's just for this ordnance, for the.
Yeah. Ordnance and the other camps that was around.
So it wasn't just for the. The laundry, this was for other units around.
Yeah, we used to do things like that. And we used to take Koreans with us, a couple of blokes or whatever, and the way they used to siphon this stuff out of the barrels onto the floor was unbelievable. They never put it in their mouth, they used to put their finger on it or somewhere and shake it, and go, and the way it used to go, it was unbelievable.
And why did you do that?
Well, instead of sucking it.
No, but why would they do that?
Well, because they might have, you like say you wanted 5 gallon, and it would come out of a 50-gallon barrel, and they used to siphon it off at the back of the lorry. Was that those?
So you'd take fuel off and dole it out.
Mm.
Anything happen while you were doing that?
No, not really.
So what's next then when you finish? You finish in, what, January?
Yeah, January. I'm not sure, but I think we came home 3 weeks early from Korea. And
so was it before or after Christmas, 53?
After Christmas.
So January, 53.
And I'm not sure. I think we went docked at Liverpool.
Tell me about the trip back. Do you know what ship? Did you just come straight back on a ship?
Yeah.
And do you know what ship it was?
Can't remember. One was a ferry and one was. Oh, I can't remember.
All right. And that was, you think, January, February,
53. Mm.
That'd be right, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And what about the journey? Anything, or was it just the same?
Just the same. Through the Suez and whatever. It was It was just glad to bloody get home, actually. It was.
And when were you demobilised? As soon as you got back?
Yeah.
Mm. So, do you know the date you were demobilised?
Not really, no. I think we got out a few weeks earlier.
So around about February 15th?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
And what was it being demobilised? What actually happened? Well, do you know what I mean? What do you get? What happens?
Well, I can remember coming down, getting on the train with all your packs and things like that, and just glad to get home out of it.
But what do they give you? What do they do?
Nothing.
You didn't get a demob suit?
No. We didn't get a demob suit. They did in the First World War, didn't they?
Second as well.
Second, yeah, I mean. No, we didn't get anything.
No,
a couple of medals, that's it.
Now, when you went back, what were you going to do? Did you plan to go back to the sweet factory, or did you plan to work as a lorry driver?
I done two or three little bits, and then I went long-distance lorry driving.
That what you planned to do?
Yeah.
Now, why? What attracted you to that?
Well, to be quite honest, you're on your own, aren't you? I'd had enough over there. All the hassle and didn't want to
know. Over where?
In Korea, I didn't want to.
Well, you were working as a driver.
Yeah, I know, but it was different, wasn't it? I mean, when I was here, you could have long trips.
So you wanted the long distance aspect?
Yeah.
But you didn't want to go back and work at the Barracks factory?
No.
And that's what you did? Now, what about the National Circus? When you come out, you've still got to do TA or something, or reserve.
Yeah.
What were you meant to do?
Did I go? To Derby.
What as?
As a driver. And we used to go to Derby, pick the lorries up, and then distribute them all over the country.
When?
You used to get a call up, didn't you? Fortnight.
You haven't told us. Tell us about it.
Once a year for 3 years. We got called up for a fortnight, and we went to Derby, and we had to pick the lorries up from the car parks and deliver them. I can remember going to Norfolk and places like that.
It was a camp?
Yeah, and then another driver had come and pick us all up and all go back.
Now, were you in the TA, or were you in the reserve?
No, it was a reserve, wasn't it? You had to do it. I can remember that.
What would you actually do on the 2 weeks? You pick the lorries up, then what?
Just sort of deliver them and come back and deliver them and whatever. Go in the naffy and...
You wouldn't stay in the camp then?
No, you was never there. You was always out on convoys, delivering all the new sort of lorries and things like that.
Did you mind having to do that for 3 years, or was it not too bad?
It wasn't bad, but it's still a liberty, wasn't it?
You did that for 3 years?
So yeah, 3 years.
1953 to...
Yeah, 55. Yeah, something like that, yeah. I can remember going to Derby and deliver the lorries and things like that.
Did you keep in touch with any of your old comrades or did you join any associations?
Well, I'm in this now, but I ain't been in it long.
Tell us about it.
This thing over Stratford, this British Korean Veteran Association. But I only done that because I thought my mate could sort my mate out. But
now tell me about that. They haven't heard all this. They don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I'm talking about my old mate and Bob Harris. He lived over at New Cross, and I've been over there year and year and year, and in the end, they've just pulled his property down. But there's nobody over there. And my other mate, Pete, he went up north somewhere, and I've even had these books and see if I could sort his name out, and I'm a bit disappointed, really.
So you've not been able to find either of them?
No.
What do you think about the British Korean Veterans Association? What do you do with them? Or you've only just joined them.
Well, I've been there. I really don't know. They're all... I don't know where this is going, but they're all sort of glory hunters. I mean, I went over there and there was a bloke sitting there and he called our lot the Rag and Oil Company. And I didn't like it. I took an offence. And I see this Barry, the secretary, and I said, it's not on Barry. I said, you go to Kingston in that tent and see all the boys, Ordnance Corps, died. And he's sitting there like that. I said, it's not on. And one of the other blokes come up, he said, I agree you. He said, I was at a meeting the other night and he was full of it. And every time thing was mentioned, Royal Army Service Corps, he didn't like it. He thought you had to have a rifle in your hand and all that. I took an offence to it.
So it's not going too well at the moment, certainly.
Well, I'm thinking of turning it in, actually. I was over there last week and one of the blokes was sitting there. He was on about the troops in Afghanistan. What would they do without their mummies? They're on their mobiles to their mums and all that. And I was going to say to him about my experience on that boat. I'll shout out for my mum. I don't know.
Fair enough. Thank you very much.